In the differential diagnosis, we can keep child abuse, osteogenesis imperfecta, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, cutis laxa, to differentiate from the Menkes disease. Besides this, in copper deficiency, anemia and neutropenia may be seen as well, and acquired copper deficiency, which should be distinguished from myelodysplastic syndrome. But the overall appearance, age of presentation, and the look of the child is very typical for Menkes, but still we can keep these differential in mind. Among the complications and comorbidities, sensory and motor neuropathy are important, developmental delay and seizures. So most important complications are neurological and developmental delay. Disease course for acquired is the prognosis overall is good once the deficiency have been corrected early in the course of the disease. Once the neurological degeneration begins and it is developed, then the prognosis is poor. Vision loss from optic neuropathy is permanent. So that is why it should be diagnosed early and treated early. For Menkes disease, usually the prognosis is poor because the death occurs around 3 to 4 years of age. If the treatment is initiated during the neonatal period or early infancy, the neurological deterioration can be made less severe. However, once the disease is present, then it cannot be reversed.